What an honour. We have the Federal Leader of the Opposition, future PM, I guess you'd call him, Anthony Albanese. Welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Oh, mate, you've been busy lately. Can I just get your... Well, you can come up here and you can leave anytime you like. Now, after Anastasia Palaszczuk said this...
5 words to end 4 months of families divided.
Queensland is good to go.
You're coming up?
How good's that? Of course I'll be up there. I'll be up there in December.
Hey, Albo, I saw you with Vossie on the fan, and I know you're a big Rabbitohs fan. Andrew Voss, you know, on Fox Sports.
I did.
You actually said these words, Rabbitohs loss hurts me more than an Origin loss. Is that what's wrong with New South Wales in State of Origin? You don't care enough?
It could well be. I think Queenslanders really motivated, more so perhaps than the New South Wales people from experience. I mean, Dane Gagai pulls on that maroon jumper and he dances like James Tedesco. He runs like Greg Inglis. He tackles like Gordon Tallis. I mean, he's just unbelievable.
Should they put an Origin singlet underneath his Rabbitohs jersey every week and maybe he'd play like that all the time?
Well, I'm going to have a talk to Benny. Righto. And I reckon in the off-season you'll see a new Dane Gagai on round one versus the Storm lookout.
Yeah, Albo, is that why you're excited about the Victorian borders opening up?
Well, it is game one, I notice. It's been announced.
Oh, Storm v Rabbitohs at Amy Park, round one of the NRL next year.
A Thursday night, and the best two grounds in Australia, of course, Suncorp is the best ground in Australia, but Amy Park, I reckon, is the second best rugby league.
Oh, that's some super sucking up there, Albo. Well done, mate.
You're right on top of it. Melbourne aren't even listening.
Yes, so that's right.
It's just true. Our home ground, of course, is ANZ, where you need to bring the binoculars to see Alex Johnson streaking down that wing.
Albo, talk to us about the tone of Sydney and New South Wales. Obviously, we're pretty Queensland heavy in Anastasia Palaszczuk's stance on the borders and not opening up to New South Wales. What is Sydney? What are you doing down there? What's Gladys doing? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, Gladys has got her own problems at the moment, of course.
Doesn't she have the coronavirus, Albo?
She had a test and then thought it was okay to walk into Parliament. A no-no, to say the least. Anastasia Palaszczuk, I think Queenslanders had their say on her leadership in keeping them safe, and they voted a resoundingly yes.
I think we're pretty sure that ScoMo doesn't qualify in any of this, but I'd like you to take the real man quiz, if you could. When's the last time you... Oh, there's a couple of questions. When's the last time you reversed a trailer?
I've reversed a trailer.
Do you own one?
Oh, my goodness. I certainly don't own a trailer, mate.
Righto.
I don't, but I have. It would have been when I was moving.
Righto.
Or helping, actually, someone in my office move. So it was last year.
Okay.
That's nice.
Last fish caught?
I'm pretty ordinary fishing, but I did go fishing on Kangaroo Island down there in South Australia for King George Whiting. I've got to say it was fantastic because I had the bloke who they have really strict catches there, and I had the bloke with us. I cheated a little bit because he knew exactly where to go.
That's what you need, right bait, right position. Anthony Albanese, it's been a pleasure to have you on this morning. Oh, actually, one more. If I gave you a choice, a VB, a Tui's New or a Ted or a 4X, which one would you prefer to drink?
Oh, Tui's New.
No, the correct answer is they're all shit.
Federal Labor Leader Anthony
Albanese. I've got to say, I don't drink any of those three.
No, exactly. Thank you, Albo.
Federal Labor Leader, the Honourable Anthony Albanese. Thanks for joining The Big Breakfast and have a great Christmas.
Cheers. Same to you.